Anti-corruption police have arrested one of the country's best-known lobbyists, Marek Dalik, often referred to as a grey eminence during Mirek Topolánek's government. The former aide and personal friend of the former prime minister was charged with attempted fraud relating to the controversial government purchase of Austrian-made personnel carriers. If found guilty, Mr. Dalik, suspected of having asked for an 18 million euro bribe, could be sentenced to 10 years in jail. Jan Wellinger has the details.
During Mirek Topolánek's government, Marek Dalik was widely regarded as a key player, even though he had no official mandate. Instead, he was a person behind the scenes, never afraid to act in the prime minister's name. According to Czech TV, the lobbyist at one point suggested he was to Topolánek what Martin Bormann was to Hitler, someone presumably loyal or unafraid to get his hands dirty. There was certainly no shortage of suspicion in the media regarding the latter. Mr. Dalik was first charged by police in 2004 for allegedly trying to bribe an MP, an accusation that was never proven. Later, he was caught on tape trying to influence a TV journalist to drop a potentially damaging story. The latest case is arguably the most serious for the former aide and potentially others close to him. It is the only charge brought so far against anyone in the controversial purchase of 107 Austrian-made Pandurs by the Czech government at the cost of an overall 14.4 billion crowns. Last year, a U.S. embassy cable released on WikiLeaks cited an official from Steyr, the manufacturer of the vehicles, as saying the former top aide had asked for an 18 million euro bribe in return for helping to secure the deal. Now, anti-corruption police apparently have enough hard evidence to press ahead. Political analyst Vladimira Dvořáková says this.
Well, I think that there is no surprise about the fact that Mr. Dalik somehow is accused, or that there is that Mr. Dalik is investigated. In this case, everybody was speaking about his influence and about his behavior. We know it was even published, and we also know how he, for instance, make a pressure on the Czech journalist, the Czech TV, not to broadcast the information that was not very popular for the cabinet. So I think this is not a surprise. But what's maybe surprising that, after all, there are some evidences that can continue this investigation, because the cases of corruption and the cases is very difficult to investigate. It's very difficult to get witnesses, to get real information to prove that really something like that happened. So this is probably surprising.
Not unexpectedly, the opposition argues the case is proof that under the Topolánek government, corruption was rampant. Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka.
It is clear, and there is evidence now, that the Topolánek era was one of rising corruption.
The Social Democrats, on the other hand, themselves have little to cheer about. They suffered their own major corruption scandal this year when their former central Bohemian governor, David Rath, now awaiting trial, was caught red-handed with an alleged bribe of 7 million crowns. The recent spate of corruption cases being investigated in the country, piling up in recent weeks and months, meanwhile, is itself being seen as a major development. Evidence for many, including the Czech branch of Transparency International, that the Prague High State Attorney's Office under Lenka Bradáčová has begun operating as it should, unafraid to press ahead with cases which might otherwise have been swept under the rug.
Jan Wellinger with that report.